SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Start Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another fluffy feel-good episode, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves harshly when we stumble? Here's the deal in today's world. We're constantly bombarded with messages about perfection, success, and achievement. It feels like there's this invisible pressure to be on top of our game all the time, and that can take a serious toll on our mental health. But here is the truth. Nobody's perfect. We all mess up, we make mistakes, and sometimes life just throws curveballs our way. That's okay. What matters is how we respond to those challenges. Self-compassion is like that internal safety net, that cushion that helps us land gently when we fall. It allows us to acknowledge our imperfections without shame or judgment, to learn from our mistakes, and to keep moving forward. So how do we cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? Firstly, practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to check in with yourself. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. This helps you become more aware of your inner world and identify when you're being too hard on yourself. Ever felt that wave of negativity crashing over you after a mistake? Mindfulness can help you ride those waves instead of getting swept away by them. Secondly, talk to yourself with kindness. Would you say those things to your best friend? Probably not. So why would you say them to yourself? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer someone you care about. Remember, you're human, and you deserve to be treated with kindness, especially by yourself. Thirdly, recognize that suffering is a part of life. We all experience pain, disappointment, and setbacks at some point. Accepting this reality doesn't mean wallowing in it. It means acknowledging that it's a natural part of the human experience and that we don't have to fight it. When things get tough, remember that you're not alone. Everyone goes through challenges. Fourthly, practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and help you feel more positive overall. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. It might sound cheesy, but those little moments of joy can make a big difference. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you're more compassionate than others, and that's okay. Just keep practicing and reminding yourself that you're worthy of love and kindness, even when things are tough. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for making a mistake. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. What would you say to yourself? How would you treat yourself? Chances are, you'd be kinder, more understanding, and less critical. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to break free from the cycle of self-criticism and create a more supportive and loving relationship with ourselves. So remember, folks, you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle at times, but by practicing self-compassion, we can build resilience, manage stress, and cultivate a greater sense of well-being. Ready to step up your self-care game? This week, try incorporating one or two of these tips into your daily routine. Notice how you feel more relaxed, more forgiving, more empowered. Share your experiences with me on social media using the hashtag #DailyStoicBlueprint. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, every day is a fresh start to cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with yourself. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep striving for that stoic glow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.